This b'shasa chasma. Rashi ain't bo mishum atoras kalus de gozu aleihim. The Rabbana made a certain gzeris shloiteitze them mechurban vielach. After the churban abayis, the Rabbana made gzeris when a kala gets married, she shouldn't wear a special type of an atoro, a beautiful crown like vielach mishum tzar b'masechta soita. So this type of a savcha, this type of a samutut, the istamut that they put on top of the hair, is not called that teres. Kala is not such a chosher of a thing. A kala is allowed to wear it. So Akkan, we're going now, what does the Mishnah mean by kovul? A kovul means this cloth under the hair. And avada and avada, kovul diavra is also wasser. That an eved can't wear his emblem on his beggar on Shabbos. Shmuel Lama no. Kavul the Abba Tanan. Our Mishnah, which says Kovul is also, only means the emblem of an Eved, he can't go out with it. Srashi Shmuel Loma, Kovul the Mastisin, Kavul the Abdo. Oh, please give her Arabahua. He thinks the Arabahua. As if it's underneath the Shavcha, the covering for a hair, that's Mutter. We're not afraid to take it off, Rishas Rabbin. But Osir is only the emblem that an Eved wears. Kati Mormiyah, Mashmuel Hochdi, Shmuel say like this. The Yomash Shmuel, Yoitse Eved. The chaysim shevet savoroi, an eved is allowed to go out with the chaysim around his neck on Shabbos. So you see, a chaysim is not called like a sword. There's no shayla. He'll come to carry it. Rashi chaysim shevet savoroi, who kavlo diavdo, v'yenoisu noisu misholtit, v'hayoisu noisu misholtit. Used to make it out of mud, and they'll let mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. So it's a stira on Shmuel. Avoloi v'chaysim shevet susay, but he can't go out with a chaysim emblem that's tied onto his ksus, onto his beggar. As if it's a charm around the neck, it's mutter. On his beggar, there it's also. But the Chura Shmuel says, now Mishnah, any type of an emblem is also. But the Marnein Lakasha. Ho the Ovid Le Rabbe, ho the Ovid Il Nafshe. Depends who made this emblem. If the Odin himself made the emblem for the Eved, then the Eved's very afraid. So Lo Yitzur falls off on Shabbos, the Eved will come and carry it. Therefore, anything is also. Ho the Ovid Il Nafshe, if the Eved made it for himself, so it falls off, it's not so the fellow, he won't come to carry it on Shabbos, so we don't make it there, he can't wear it. Drashi, the Ovid lay Ravi, if the Odin made this emblem for the Eved, is lay Emto, he's very afraid of the Odin. He won't come to take it off his neck, forget, he won't come to take it off his neck. Therefore, if the Odin made it, he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, if it's around the neck. Because there's no Gzera come to take it off. At all times, he's afraid, he has to wear it, he's afraid maybe the Odin will see it. Mashenkin, if he himself made it, then it doesn't bother him. Sometimes he'll take it off. So he'll take it off to show somebody, and we're afraid he'll walk the Rams with just Rab. So the more of a Maya Kimto, the Kimto Lord of Shmuel, how we zetting on Shmuel's din, the Ovid Le Rabbi. Then Shmuel says that it's mutter for him to walk out if the Odin made the emblem. Then we're not afraid the Odin will take it off, the emblem will take it off, he can walk out with it on Shabbos. So the more of a Zoy, Bechaisim Shebechsuse on my light. So Shmuel said, what's mutter to go out? Only a charm around his neck. Mashenkin, if the emblem is stuck onto his begid, then it's also to go off. Is the kasha my light? Why not? Luchuri is afraid to take it off because of his odin. So what should be the issur? Why can't he walk out with it on Shabbos? And the Gemara, Dilma missed it. Maybe you'll fall off the begid. Or mirsas, and he'll be very afraid of his odin. Or mikfule, he'll come to fold over his begid. Or mochas le'achasve, he'll fold over the begid on his shoulders. And it'll be over in his side saw wearing the deck is folded up. Could the Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef? Dom Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Ha Yotze v'talas mukatelis. If you have stam a talis, a folded up talis, or munachas le'ak seifov, and your stam folds, throw it over your shoulder, you're not wearing it normally, like we wear a talis. The stam a folded up talis, you throw it over your shoulder, you know, v'shabbos chayev chattis. You chayev chattis, here also. As we're afraid that if the emblem is on the beged and it'll fall off the beged on Shabbos, the Eved will be so afraid that he'll come to take off his jacket and wear his jacket folded over. So that's why he shouldn't walk out with a jacket that has an emblem on it, because we're afraid it'll fall off and he'll come to carry it. None of the Rabbanan Rav Lusav go out with the sabel de chasimi. Because right, it's a certain chosin means emblem they had on them to show the death on the vei resh kalusa. So since they're all afraid of the resh kalusa, it's us to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because we're afraid maybe the emblem will fall off their begin, and then on Shabbos they'll come to fold their begin and walk out with it. Levar minoch, except from you, to let kafti alas the vei resh kalusa. Resh kalusa is not worried about you, you don't have any aim before him. But all the other people that are afraid of resh kalusa, and they're supposed to wear a chosin on their begin, they can't walk out with that begin on Shabbos. Rashi, what's the Gzeira? Mifsik. ha-choysim, maybe the choysim will fall off the begim. V'nishpa, it'll break. Oh, mirsus marabu, you'll be afraid of your odin will see you walking without the emblem, hopefully maybe you'll be murdering me. The Adam will think he took it off to show he's a free person. Mela, the Evid is very afraid, so what does he do? He takes off his coat and he folds it on his shoulder. Or else Ladak takes off his jacket. He takes a talis and throws it over his jacket to cover up the place where the emblem should be. And male, the talith is wearing, folded over on his shoulder, that looks like a masa. That's what the Yisr is. That's why Shmuel asked us to wear it on the begin. Mashaykin around the neck, there's no gzera. On the neck, one shechila falls off, there's nothing you can do about it. Elamai didn't fall off, we're not afraid you come to take it off, because you're afraid that the Odin will see you without it. So if the Odin put it on you, if it's on the neck, it's mutter to walk out with it on Shabbos. But on the begum, we have the gzerim. Maybe you fall off, and then you'll come to fold the talus over your begum. That's why it's awesome. Yes. So again, the topic, I'm going to say ready again. Shmuel Loma Kavlo Diyavda. As the Mishnah says, you can't work out the lay bekful. So Shalom, what does the kful mean? So Shmuel says, Kavlu diavdo, that's the type of a choysem that an Eved wears on his begid. It's a symbol, an emblem that he's an Eved. So he can't walk out on Shabbos with such a begid that has a Kavlu, has an emblem on it. So Shmuel lama Kavlu diavdo tinan. For the more miyo, my Shmuel hoch, the Shmuel said like this, Loma Shmuel, I Shmuel said, Yoitzu Eved, the choysem Shabbat Saboroi. An Eved is allowed to walk out on Shabbos with the choysem, with this emblem, like a charm around his neck. He's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Avoloi b'choysem Shabbat Susay. But he can't walk out with the choysem around on his begit. But I call upon him around his neck, it's muta. And Shmuel is learning, and our Mishnah says, loi b'kfum means a kav to the avdo, means an emblem from an Eved. So the Churat Smashmu all type is osir. And here Shmuel itself says, if he wears the emblem around his neck, it's muta. And the Issah to wear these things we'll soon see, we're afraid they'll take it off and walk with it on Mishnah Rabbim on Shabbos. The Chorus of Fear and Shmuel is an Eved allowed to walk out with an emblem or not. And here he says, with Tzavar around the neck, you're allowed to. So Drashi, Shmuel, Amak, Kful, Demastisim, Kavla, Diavdo, Opligi, Arabavua. He also knows the Mishnah even asks an Eved to wear an emblem. And Avad and Isha can't wear this like a kerchief under the kerchief, another. Choysim Shabbat Saboros at Rashi, who kavlo diavdo. Voyoysim noysim mishaltit. Used to be out of mud, out of cement, and used to put it like a charm around the neck. So it's a stira. First Shmuel says, Pshana Mishnah, that's also for never to walk out. And here Shmuel says, it's muta. And tomorrow, like Kasha. Hodi Ovid, Le Rabbe, Hodi Avid, Yil Lenashe. It depends who makes this emblem for the Evid. If the Odin makes it for him, then he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because we're not afraid he'll take it off. Abhodi Ovid Il Adavshe, he made the emblem himself, so that is not so choshev. So Drashi David Le Rabbe Isle Emto, he's always afraid of his Odin. For Le Shokule Mitzavoroi, he won't take it off his neck when he's walking with Shusarabim, Lalicha Biyodi. Therefore, the Evid is allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, because really it's a tachshit, it's something he needs. So the Gzera should be, maybe he'll take it off with Shus Rabin, but if his Odin made it, he's afraid of his Odin, he'll always wear it, he won't take it off. Ma'ashen came, that's Pshan, this bright, so that Shmuel says, you're allowed to wear it, Pitzavorin. Aye, the Mishnah says it's Osir, you're not allowed to wear any type of an emblem. That's talking where the Eved made it himself. If the Eved made the emblem himself around his neck, it's not so choshev. There we're afraid, maybe he'll take it off, and he'll walk with it with Shus Rabin. As is the same Gzeira that we have a lot of Tachshitim in the Mishnah, Anisha can't wear Tachshitim on Shabbos. Because we're afraid in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, she'll take it off and show it to her friends and walk with it. Since the Shmuel Halacha, that the Mishnah is even answering an Eved, can't walk out the Zemla. So the Marba Maya Kimta, how do we that sign? Maya Kimta Lod Shmuel, how do we that sign Shmuel Halacha? The Yavad Le Rabbi. Now that the Shmuel says, you'll let it walk out. The Tzavaroi is where the Odin made it for him. So there we're not afraid the Eved will take it off to show people and walk with Shus Rabin. Or Bezoi, the Chosim Shabbat Susi Amai Loi, how come he can't even wear a Chosim on his Begit? If the Odin made it, should also be no Gzeira. He's not going to take it off on Shabbos. And the Gemara Dilma Mirsik, we're afraid, no, if he has the emblem on his Begit, maybe he'll fall off the Begit. Or Mirsas, he'll be afraid of his master. That what, like Rashi says, the master will think the Eved took it off to show that he's free, a free person. So Lo Yitzui, it falls off by accident on Shabbos. What is the Eved going to do? Or Mikvul Lehei, he'll fold over his talis on top of the place where the emblem was, so the Eved can't see it. Or Mochas Lehei, Al Ksafei, and he'll carry it on his Ksafim, on his shoulders. And that's an issue deraisa. Could Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, the Om Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, Om Rav Yechidin, Hayotze Vatalas Mukafelis, if somebody goes out with a talis that's folded up, or Menachas Lehei Al Ksafim, and he stamp throws it over his shoulder. He doesn't wear the talis the way we wear at Derech Malbush. He stamp has a folded up talis. Stamp throws it on his shoulders. Is the Shabbos Chayiv Chatis? If he walks out like this on Shabbos, it's Chayiv Chatis. It's not called a Malbush. It's not a Derech Malbush. It's called a Masri. So the same thing here also. We're afraid that the Eved may lose his emblem from his Beged on Shabbos. So if it falls off, he's going to be afraid to walk the way it is. So either he'll take another talus and throw it over his shoulder to cover up this place, or else he'll take his jacket off Gufa and fold over the jacket and wear it folded up, which will be an Issidi Raisa. V'chihod the Amalei Shmuel Rav Chinano, Rav Shila, Kulu Rabbonan Devei Resh Kalusa. All the Rabbonan that are under the reign of Resh Kalusa, Lelefko Besar Balei Chasime. They should not go out with their sandals or their beged that has a chasimer on it. In other words, the Resh Kalusa used to give out to all his, like, avodim, an emblem that you're my avodim. So on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to walk out with such a beged. Why? Because we're afraid, like we had before, that maybe the emblem, the chesima, will fall off on Shabbos, and you'll be afraid to walk with such a beged without the emblem, so you're going to fold up a talis to cover that mokum. Therefore, they're not allowed to wear such a beged on Shabbos. Levar minoch, achutz from you, to lekop for the left of the Resh Kalusa. As a b'chanina b'ashrela, you're not afraid of Resh Kalusa. Resh Kalusa sounds like you're not afraid of him. So for you, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. But like an Evit or somebody, you're afraid of somebody else, you can't walk out with this emblem. So Drashi, Misidrashi achaisim v'nishpa. We're afraid the chaisim, the emblem, the seal, will fall off the Evit's begin. V'nishpa on the break. Or Mir Sech Merabi is going to be afraid of his Odin. Shula Yoyma, the Odin shouldn't say, shul not loy. You know why it's not on your begin? The Evit took it off. He wants to show people he's a free person. Therefore, he's afraid. He's going to fold off his talis on his shoulders. Now, the folded talis that's on his shoulders, that's like a masli. Why? The ainah tachshit. It's not called a tachshit. That's Rashi's loshim kesedim. That a malbush, the head to wear a malbush is called the tachshit. A tachshit means something you need for your body to make your body look nice, to get like it's bottled to your goof. So therefore you're allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos because it's a tachshit for your goof. Mashenkin here, if you have this folded up talis, it's not a tachshit. Elabis man shaloisha derech malbush. What's called a tachshit like a malbush? When you wear clothing, the derech to wear the clothing. The derech to wear a talis is to wrap it around you, but not to fold it up and put it on your shoulders. So if you wear a clothing, not the derech malbush, it doesn't have the heter of a tachshid. It's not considered butter to the goof, but it's considered you're carrying something on Shabbos. Same thing it said, Kulu Rabbonin lelechu b'sav lechasimi, hoyoysin choysomois letalisois. He's on the talis, used to put a choysim, a certain emblem. Shalehem, kein avodim, just like an Eved does to his master, laharoi shen kfufu resh glusum, to show everybody that kofev, they are bowing down like they're under the reign of resh glusum. Lelefku, that on Shabbos they can't walk out with this talis that has the emblem on it. The Mitzki were afraid Lo Yitzui will fall off on Shabbos. You're going to be afraid of the Resh Kalusa, that the Resh Kalusa is going to think you're taking it off because you're not on the Marein anymore, and you come to wear another talis on top of it, which will be an Issa B'Raisa. Lekofer loch im telech lechois. By the Gufa. Ma Gufa. Omar Shmuel. Yoitzeya Eved b'choisim shevet tzavoroi. Shmuel holds an Eved is allowed to walk out with the emblem on his neck. He has like a charm around his neck. That's mutter. And we said fine before, where's it mutter? Where the Odin made it. Since the Odin made this emblem for the Eved, we're not afraid the Eved will take it off for Shusarabin, because he's always afraid of his Odin. So he'll say to wear it. But if he have this emblem stuck onto his beged, there it's awesome. The Martanya Namihochi learned the bright side this also. Yoitzei Eved b'chaisim shebet savoroi. An Eved let him walk out with this emblem, this charm around his neck, providing the Odin made it. So he's afraid he'll never take it off. Avolai b'chaisim shebet susei.
but not on the chosim that's on his chusay. And the svar is like we have. Because if on the chusay, on his jacket, if the emblem's going to fall off on Shabbos, he's going to be afraid. So he could do something. What could he do? He'll put another talis and roll it around, wrap it over the place where the chosim should have been, so the Adam can't see it. And that's going to be nisa deraisam. Mashenkin of Yoni has a charm around his neck. And let's say the charm breaks, it falls down. There's nothing he can do now. He can't wrap a cover up his neck. So there's nothing he could do, so he won't do anything. So Drashi, Yoitzi Yevet B'chaisim Shevet Savoroi. Ubisheltit. We're talking about it's made out of very cheap cement. Lekopa Dalai. Lasuyi. Luyi, so it falls off your neck, we're not afraid you're going to pick it up and walk with it. It's not choshev, it's made out of tit, made out of some cement. Vi Mishum Demirsis. Aye, let's be afraid. No, if it falls off on Shabbos, the Eved is going to be afraid of his master. My churva nafkimenei. So what? So he's afraid of his master. Well, what can he do? There's no churva that'll come out. Mishum emptu the rabbi, because he's afraid of his master. He's not going to do anything wrong. Lo mais lebiyode. He's not going to stand, pick it up, and walk with it. The holav hechochi. That's not any echocha. The fact you're wearing it, you're holding it in your hand. The avdus. El gishyesh natzavori abksusay. The only simon you're an Eved is if either you have it like a charm around your neck, or else you have it stuck onto your begin. But if it falls off your neck, there's nothing you could do. Stamp to pick it up out the value of the thing itself. It has no value to it. It's made out of tit. Elamai, you're afraid the master will be angry at you. You can't do anything, so you're not going to carry it anyway. Mashenkin, if it falls off your ksusai, off your begin, there we're afraid. There you could do something. We're afraid that on Shabbos now you'll fold up your talis and throw it over your shoulders to cover up that mukam, and that's an issue derisa to walk out like that on Shabbos. This is the Pshat and Shmuel. Baiter. Uriminu. Havak Siru now Akasha. Shteit lo yetzei ha'eved v'chosim shibet savoroi. An Eved is not allowed to go out with the chosim around his neck. See, it's a Siru. It says even this chosim, even this emblem or a charm around his neck is also wasa. Not like Shmuel. Shmuel said it's muta. He can't go out with the emblem on his tzus, on his begin. Both of them, though, the emblem, whether it's on a charm around his neck or whether it's on his begin, is not mekabel tumah. It's not called a kli. So Rashi, the lav lenoy of it. It's not made to make yourself look nice. It's not like a tachshit. A tachshit we learn out from Kli Midyan. The Torah said that the kalim there by Midyan was makabel tumah. You have to put in the mikvah. It's talking about tachshitim. So a tachshitim is something you wear to make yourself look nice. That has a shame kli on it. Mashiach, and here the emblem that an eved wear, it's not the pshat lenoi. Tlav lenoi of it. Shiei tomei mishum tachshit. The alpha god of Michel Matris, we're talking about this emblem is made out of a metal piece. Mokmin lo lahola kamon. The Gemara label is assigned a metal piece. Miyo lav lenoi di lehu. It's not meant to make yourself look nice. Fakert. El le ganai. It's a ganai for you. Like, who wants to walk out with this emblem that shows you're an Eved? It's not a nice thing to do. But an Eved has to do it. So, kli tashmish nam lehevi. And Mamanashok. The other you say to the keli is a kli tashmish. That means something that's mishtamish the yodim. That you have use from it. Your silverware, your plates, your pots. It's something you have tashmish from. You use it. A chair, a table, something that you have some use from it, that has a shame kli. But here you have no use from it. The Metzias has no use from the emblem. It's something you have to wear. If it look nice, it'll be a tashrit. That's also a chiddush. A kli tashrit has a shame kli. But here it's neither. It's not a kli tashmish, and it's not a kli noi. Therefore, it's not a kabutum. Now, kopar, we have a stira. Here it says an eved cannot go out with the chosim even around his neck. And before, Shmuel said he's allowed to go out with it. Right, another lock of the Brisa says, Avu yoytzehu bizug shebeksusay. An Eved is allowed to go out with his zug, with the bell, on his ksusay, on his begit. Ms. Gibson. Right, before that. V'loy bizug shebeksavaroy. He can't go out with the bell around his neck. Avu yoytzehu bizug shebeksusay. If he has a bell that's attached, sewed on to his begit, he's allowed to walk out with such a bell. Later we'll do more explain what's the chilek. How come around his neck he's not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, and on his begin he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos? We'll soon see why. Oh, but zeh v'zeh mekablim tumah. Here both of them are mekabel tumah. So Drashi, zug is l'noy of it. If a person wears a zug, a bell, he's doing it out of tachshit. It's making him look nice. So tachshit has a shem kli for tumah, therefore they're both mekabel tumah. Drashi, v'loy bezug Shibat Savaroi, Avayetzi Mazuk Shem Ksusei. The come the first time, as soon as the Gemara will explain what's the difference, the Monashach, are we afraid he'll take it off and show it? So both should be Yosef. We're not afraid, both should be Mutta. Or the Makabla. What? We'll soon see about rings or not. We'll soon see. Mekablim tumah, trashi shetachshetu. Why is the mekablim tumah? It's called a tachshet. Vayta, v'loyteitze behema, but a behema can't go out, loy b'choysim shebetzavaroi. Not with an emblem around its neck. As you put a choysim to show it's you a behema, it's also for a behema to walk out with it on Shabbos. V'loy b'choysim shebetzusei. I'm all you put a ksusa degit around the behema. The Rashi says, ksusei, oysim l'susim, if you have a horse. You make a nice meal, a nice jacket around the horse, he shouldn't get dirty. So if on the begid you want to put a chosim, a seal, an emblem, that is like your behemoth, it's also for let the behemoth walk out with it. It's called a masli, and there's an issa shrisas pemtoim. Just like you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, you're not allowed to let your behemoth do malach on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to let your behemoth go out with a masli. V'loi bezug shebek susay. On a behemoth, you can't let him go out with a bell around his jacket. For loy bezug shevet savoroi, and he can't go out with a bell around his neck. And zev is zeh mekabel tumah. The gave to behemoth, all these things, the zugim and the choisim, is not mekabel tumah. So drashi loytaitse kadiyamrina bidech firkin. The next they command the yozel chinga. The reason why a behemoth can't go out with a bell is because it looks like you're taking him to the market. Why do you put on a bell around the behemoth? You want him to look nice. And you take them to the marketplace to sell them to get a good price for it, and it's also to sell behemoths on Shabbos, who make a commemorum. Therefore, the Rabbanan asked you, you're not allowed to let your behemoth go out with a bell, because it looks as if you want to take them to the marketplace. Of a ain makablum tumas atrashi, he ain tachshat the behemoth. As even though the purpose of this bell is to make the behemoth look nice, and therefore you get a better price for him, so the Kurat should buy the tachshit, and the tachshit is makablum tumas. So Drashi is no Yisrael Tachshit for Behemoth though. There's only Yisrael by Kli Midyan Tachshit for Nodim. Something an Elisha wears Tachshitim or a man, that has a Reba, that's called the Kli, the Mekabel Tumah. But that if you make your Behemoth look nice, it's not called the Kli, the Gerta Tumah. The Tachshit le Behemoth. Right. Same the Mekabel Tumah. In the Chura, we have a spirit of our Sumasum Spendus Breiser. By Kolponim, you have a spirit of Shmuel. Shmuel before said, an Evid is allowed to go out with a Chosim around his neck. And here it says he can't go out with a chosim even around his neck, the stira. So the Gemara Lechur 1 Teretz is poshid. Lema hodi yavid le'ravi. Where did Shmuel say an eved could go out with a charm around his neck? That's if the Odin made it, the rabbi made it. So there he's afraid of his Odin to say them. We're not afraid he'll take it off. It's just a rabbi on Shabbat and walk with it. Avahodi yavid il nafshei. The second verse is like Shatnal Mishnah. That Shmuel said in our Mishnah, an Eved is Stam, not let it go out with his emblem. Mashm, even around the neck. Why? Because it's talking about where the Eved himself made it. So it's not so choshim, he's not afraid to take it off. The Odin didn't make it for him, he made it for himself. So he'll take it off with Shusharabim and show somebody, or Stam walk with it. Therefore it's awesome. So tomorrow, Loy, I can even tell you a better terrorist than this. I'll tell you no, Emerson in both cases talking about where the rabbi made it. And before Shmuel said, where the Odin made the emblem, it's mutter for the Eved to walk out with it on Shabbos, because we're not afraid he'll take it off. But here the Brice says it's also. Why? V'kan mishal matchis, v'kan mishal tit. Here the Brice says it's also, it's talking about a metal one. A metal emblem, a metal seal he had on his begin. So here we're afraid, around his neck, I mean. Here we're afraid if he walks out with it, with Shusharav and Shabbos, maybe he'll fall off the neck. Now if it falls off, metal is a chosh of a thing. So we're afraid the Eved won't want to lose it there, but instead of pick it up and take it home, they'll walk with it. That's why it's us to walk out with it. Mashenka before, and Shmuel said it was mutter, it's talking about b'shaltit. B'shaltit means it's not chashav at all, it's a piece of cement, so when it falls down, you leave it there. We're not afraid you'll pick it up. So that's another teretz. It's kan b'shal matchit, v'kan b'shaltit. So Drashi, loy, idiv yidid yavad le'rabi. Even though in the Mishnah Shmuel learned Pshat that the Mishnah Kovel means that Eved is not allowed to go out with his emblem, we zet stein, that's where the Eved himself made it. The Mishnah talking about the Stam Chosim. Shotit, usually a Chosim emblem is made out of tit cement. the mitzvah, lutzu, it breaks, or fall off on Shabbos and break, ain't makbid alav lahav yishmar of lebeis adoinim. He's not makbid to pick it up and bring the broken pieces to his master. Hilkach lech luk mebe the yavad le rabbi. Therefore, the Mishnah that says it's usher cannot be talking about where the Odin made it. The yavad le rabbi, because if the Odin made it, le have a mitzvah, why should it be usher him to wear it? To hold the man shall nif sak le shokolein mitzavaroi. Calls the man it didn't break, the Evan himself was afraid to take it off. The Shememto, the rabbi, is afraid of his Odin. The Nifsek Elamai maybe will fall off and break by itself. Le Kofet Alei Baalam. The Baalam is not makbid on it. Mishum say to the fact he's losing the pieces. To let him say there's nothing to lose. It's a piece of cement, there's nothing. Hilkach, Le Maisle, he won't take it home. So therefore, why does the Mishnah say it's also to wear the emblem? You have to say it's where the Odin himself made it. It's where the Evan himself made it. If the Evan himself made it, he's not afraid to take it off. So they were afraid he'll walk with it. But here this price, so we can't set aside this price talking about the chosim. The emblem was made out of poshner cement. Could a mistavla come on and soon bring a raya? Hey, since we talk about hilchas tumah, mashma the kli matchis that is makabel tumah. So the chiddush is this kli matchis is not makabel tumah. But if it's talking about tit, tit is never makabel tumah. Cement is never makabel tumah. There's no chiddush then it's not makabel tumah. That's the more soon saying mistavla come on the seifim hilchah. Even in the case where the master made this emblem, but since it's made out of metal, still it's also. Because we're afraid, the mister, true, the other, the Evan himself won't take it off. He's afraid of his master. But we're afraid maybe you'll fall off by itself. The mister will fall off, cup of the lay. The Evan's going to be afraid now to lose this piece of metal. Mishum Seder, it's a loss. Oversas Evan, Omaisele Biyodei. The Evid will be afraid of his mistum, and we're afraid he'll come and pick it up and take it home. So that's Shan, this last brisa. This last brisa that says that an Evid cannot walk out in Shabbos, even an emblem around his neck, is talking about a metal one. And the metal one, we're afraid maybe he'll fall in Rishus Rabin, and he'll come to pick it up and carry it home. So if you more kamish, shamat kamish otit, ukun rab nachman, omar ala bavua, dover ha makbedol of rabboi ein yoitzen boi. Is anything that if he loses, that falls down, the master is going to be makbid and have time to the Evid, why don't you bring it home? The Evid is not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because we're afraid maybe you'll fall with Shus Rabim and break them. And since you know your master is makbid on the pieces, you're going to go to carry and bring the pieces home. Therefore, an Evid is not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Mashen kein dovish shein makbid olam. Something like tit, like a little cement, even if it breaks and falls there, the master is not makbid on it. He's Allah yaitzim boy. You're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. So that's Pshat, the theories in Shmuel. That after Shmuel said, it's mutter, it's shaltit, they were not afraid he'll pick it up. And here, that's also is talking about Shometo, we're afraid he'll pick it up. So the Mahorchin Nami Mistarva, so is the Mistarva also, that's less Brysa, is talking about metal. Meditoni, because the Brysa ends off, Zev is Zev a Mechablim Tumma. You should know, this Chaisim, whether it's Bitzavoroi, or whether it's on his Begir, but never is not Mechablim Tumma. That's a Chirshin of Brysa. Like Rashi explained, because it's not made lenoi, it's not made to the Evid look nice, so it's not called a tashit, and it has no tashmishin to the yodim, therefore it's not called a kli. So the Gemara says that's the chiddush. Now, iyamet bishlei mishal matchit. If we're talking about this emblem is made out of metal, it's good. Hani yud le mekabli tumor. The Braisa told me after this piece of metal is not mekabli tumor. Of a kelim to do, so you have a real keli, a kli tashmish made out of metal, mekabli tumah. It would be mekabli tumah, because that's the locha, metal is mekabli tumah. Eli yamrit, bishaltit, but if you want to say we're talking about an emblem that's made out of tit, stam, cement, tenan, how do you learn mekabli tumah? What does the price have to say these emblems are not mekabli tumah, which is mashma? A kelim to do mekabli tumah, but if you have a good kli, a kli tashmish made out of cement, would be makabel tumah. That's not true. Vatani, we learned in a brisa, Mishnah Kalim, Kli, another Mishnah Kalim, Tanya, Kli Avonim. If you have Kalim made out of stones, Kli Galolim, made out of Shmutz of Behemoth, Kli Adoma, Kalim made out of the ground, Ain makabel tumah. That's show tit. Tit is Kli Adoma. It says Kli Ain makabel tumah. Even though you made a good Kli, a bowl out of it that you could use. It's a talking about a metal emblem, and that's the terrorist why it's also to walk out with it, even around your neck, and even though the master made it, and we're not afraid the Evid will take it off, but we're afraid maybe it'll fall and break by itself, and the Evid will be afraid of the seder, the lost pieces, he'll pick him up and take it home. Better what? Yeah, but it's not called Kli Adom. Kli Adom means Kli Adom itself. Kli Cheres is put into the oven that you're baking over. It says, like, Ponim Chadosh the Bolotan. It's called the Kli Cheres. You don't bake it, it's called the Kli Adom. Right. When you bake it, that gives it a shame, not Kli Cheres.
Omamar, now we'll be mad with the Braita. Omamar, for Loi Bezug, Shebet Savore. A Neve can't go out with his Zug, he can't go out with his Zug with a bell around his neck. But an Eved's allowed to go out, or anybody could go out with a bell on his beggar. So the Gemara, Zug Shebet Savoroi Amailoi. What's wrong? Why can't you go out with a Zug with a bell around your neck? The Chura Katashit, it's something you wear to make yourself look nice. So it's called a Tashit, it's called like a Malvish. It should be mutter to walk out with it on Shabbos. And the Gemara, Dilma Mifsit. We're afraid, no, maybe you'll fall. You're wearing like a charm, like a necklace. Maybe you'll fall off. The Yostel Asuyi. And you'll come to carry it home. That's why they asked you. So basically, like you're saying, well, it has to be something that's sharp that it could fall off and break. For the Gemara, Zoy Zug Shabak Susai. The Chura should be the same thing then. If you have a bell on your beged, Nami, Lechish Dilma Mifsit. Why aren't you afraid? Maybe you'll fall off your begging, and right, you'll come to pick it up and walk with Shusha Rabin. What's the difference? We're talking about where it was sewn onto your begging. That's where it's mutter to walk out with this bell. Since it's sewn onto the begging, we're not afraid it'll fall off. His mimcha be mumcha means a mumcha, professional weaver, put it onto the begging. Trashi the mecha mumcha, sha'or go be begging. He already wove it into the begging. Vesule misik. Then we're not afraid of full off. Ukra Rafuna bread of Yeshua. Like Yehuda Rav Yeshua says, the Yom Rafuna bread of Yeshua, kol shu orig le gozru. Anything that's orig, that's woven, there's no gzera. Trashi le gozru, not face boy, to go out with it on Shabbos. Because we're not afraid of full off. Since it's woven into the begia, there's no gzera full off. Ukra Rafuna the grash linin orig, ki agav the nami yitma, the ashmin le chashin and sul le dimalistic. So Rashi Bavon's the Shaila, that Tai is also Bavon's the Shaila. Before, on the last daf yesterday, we had the Punin's Allah a little bit different. There was a Shaila that an Isha is not allowed to look out with ribbons in her hair. Why? Because maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah, and since it's a chatzitza of Isha's tefillah, she'll have to untie it first, and then we're afraid later she won't put it back on again, she'll walk with it. Rav Punin said any material that's orug, that's woven, then even if she puts it into her hair, it's mutter to go out with it. Because since it's a woven material, it can't get that tight in the hair. So it's never called a chatzitza for tefillah. That was Rav Huna's halacha before. That kol shu'orig, any material that's woven, she's allowed to put it into her hair, it doesn't get that tight in the hair, so there's no chatzitza. So even if she would have to go to the mikvah, she doesn't have to take it off her hair. So that's Rav Huna's din. What's the Gemara bringing down Rav Huna's din here about orig? So Rashi and Tosfos both say, you have to say Rav Huna said both halachas. It's one memra. Anything that's woven is legozru. For two different dinim. Before talking about legozru, it's not called a chatzitza. Since the beggar is a woven beggar, never gets that tight onto the ear, it's not called a chatzitza. And here the story is about falling off. Anything that's woven onto your beggar, you'll have to walk out with it on Shabbos, because we're not afraid this thing will fall off the beggar, and then you'll come to carry it. Since it's woven, you won't fall off.
It says, "V'nei Malachim, it's choshma people, the sons of kings, to go out with bills. The Cholodim, and anybody can go out with it. That usually V'nei Malachim, rich people, they go out with bills. And here the Gemara is saying it's us to go out with a bill. Amari, Demari, Bezugin, Yikurim, they were talking about very expensive bills. She yoytsim ben b'nei malachim going shakets b'shal zov to lekel amechish bul dilma mifsi. They were not afraid never you fall off. Even though it's like a necklace around the neck, we're not afraid to fall off. The mistam etzkuim en yofim b'shal shela shaketsim. Mistam is on a nice good charm, and since it's very expensive, it's not the star will fall off. V'ochi mari b'zug di alma, do me the zug shel b'heima. So therefore, it's not so a regular zug, you don't tie it on so tight, he'll be zero fall off. It's only us in the case where Shayach will fall off. But Louis said made out of a metal chain that goes around, you know for sure, won't fall off, that would be mutter. Right. Omamar. You can't let a behemoth go out with a chaysim emblem around its neck. That's like to show a simon that you own it. You put a jacket, a cloth, some blanket around the sus, like Rashi said. So even on the beged, you can't put a chaysim. A behemoth can't go out with a bell, around his neck. Not with a bell or on his beged. All these kelim are not makabel tumah. Since it's a kli for behemoth, a kli for behemoth is not makabel tumah. So the more of a zug to behemoth, a makabel tumah, is that true? That the bell you put on the behemoth is not makabel tumah, or a minute of a kasha? Zug shel behemoth. The bell they put on a behemoth tumeya, it is makabel tumah. Enough in a stira. Tumeya. Vishel deles tayra. If you have a zug, if you have a bell, you put on your door, it's your front door, you put a bell on the door, it's